Good morning and welcome to Citizens Information Systems Advisory Committee teleconference. This meeting is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene at 10 a.m. If you are not speaking on the call today, please press *6 to mute your line and #6 to unmute your line. Citizens Board and Committee meetings are recorded with transcribed minutes available on our website. Thank you for identifying yourself prior to addressing the committee. Chairman Holton, would you like me to proceed with roll call?
Yes, please.
Chairman Holton?
Here.
Governor Wortman?
Here.
Governor Castrol?
Here.
Mr. Foley? Brian Foley? John Vaughn?
Here.
Chairman, you have a quorum.
Okay, thank you, Wendy. I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. Welcome, everyone, to the ISAC teleconference of March 10th, 2020. First order of business is approval of the prior minutes. Are there any changes? None being heard, I'll accept a motion to approve the minutes.
Move approval.
Is there a second?
I second the motion.
Thank you, John. Is there any further discussion? Is there any objections to the motion? Minutes approved without objection. Chairman recognizes Kelly Booten to provide the Chief Systems and Operations Update. Kelly, you have the floor.
Good morning. Today, I'd like to provide an audit status update. All open items from two security privacy-related audits, network assessment and information classification on handling, have been closed, or the risk has been accepted at the Enterprise Risk Steering Committee with ongoing monitoring in place. There are two open items for the backup and recovery audit, which are on schedule to complete by their due dates in March and June. The cloud readiness audit, which is scheduled for inclusion in the March Audit Committee material, completed satisfactorily with one process improvement item. IT has been involved in the 2019 annual financial audit and has provided all material that has been requested. A security penetration test was conducted by a third party in December. The final report has not yet been delivered, but based upon the review, there is nothing unusual in the report. Any remediation plans will be reviewed by internal audit. Next, I'd like to provide a quick update on our coronavirus business continuity plans. Last week, I sent an email to the board describing citizens' business continuity planning and actions related to the virus, including messages that were sent to employees and managers. We have already started taking measures to reduce the risk of business interruption should we have to respond to a higher level of outbreak. The crisis management team is led by Robert Sellers and consists of employees across the organization, all divisions. All divisions have business continuity plans and are well positioned to work remotely for most tasks if necessary. We will also be running through scenarios to test our plan for situations such as high absenteeism. Overall, we are well prepared. I wanted to also note in the identity and access management program update material that there is confidential information related to our security program. Sarah will cover this material at a high level. And then we are available for more detailed individual briefings for any committee member if you want to hear more detail. With that, that concludes my update.
Thank you, Kelly. Any questions for Kelly on this item? Okay, none being heard. We'll move on to item 3. And Kelly, you're further recognized for the ISAC charter review.
Okay, behind tab 3 is the ISAC charter, and in the charter, it has us at least annually reviewing the charter and making sure that it has the primary responsibilities outlined according to the committee's desire. At this time, staff does not have any recommendations for change to the charter, and I open it up for any recommendations that the committee might have or if there are any areas that you would like us to report on or provide additional information.
Members, any suggestions or questions for Kelly on this item?
This
okay,
is
none being heard. Oh, yes.
It.
Yes.
had no problems. I would move approval.
Okay. Do we, Kelly, do we need an actual formal action on this, or if we don't make any changes?
If we're not making any changes, we can just note that the committee agrees to leave the charter as is, and then there would be no action taken at the board meeting.
Okay, that seems to be the consensus. Members, any further comments about this item? If not, we'll move on and just make the notation to the board that we recommend no further changes. All right, next item is item 4, and Sarah Hall is recognized for the Identity and Access Management Update.
Good morning. For the record, I'm Sarah Harrell, Director of Enterprise Programs, and the material for the IAM update are behind tab 4 of your booklet. The first couple of slides contain refresher information from the December 2019 update to this committee. Page 2 is an overview of the business objectives that are driving the priority of this initiative, with the leading objectives being the reduction in cyber security risk and facilitation of our digital innovation. On slide 3, again, it's a recap overview of our program approach. The tagline for IAM is identity is the new perimeter, meaning that we no longer work on one device in one location. Mobility and work-life balance has allowed us to work from multiple devices in various locations. So validating who, and I'm doing air quotes, who you are has become vital. We completed the Gartner 12-week engagement as communicated in the December update in Q4 of 2019, with the key deliverable being an executable roadmap, and we have now launched the phased execution of that roadmap. The implementation updates will be provided at these quarterly meetings, and like any large initiative or program, some of the initiatives may run in parallel or overlap as needed. Kelly Booten is the executive, the ELT sponsor, and Robert Sellers and Aditya Gavala are the program owners for this multi-year program. There will also be planned checkpoints or decision points throughout the program, as you'll see on the upcoming roadmap slide. And that's really due simply to the rapid evolution of the IAM landscape and the related tools in this space. On slide 4, as Kelly mentioned in her opening, I will cover the remaining update slides, specifically pages 4 through 7, at a very high level due to the confidential nature of this content, which is stipulated in the footer on all of the remaining slides in the deck. So page 4 is a brief description and a purpose or business value, if you will, of each IAM initiative. The first two items, the ones, the green items, items 1 and 2, are currently active. And then the teal item, number 3, is slated to ramp up in the second quarter. The last two initiatives will be later in the program and haven't been slated for start dates yet. Slide 5, page 5, is a graphical depiction of the initiatives defined on slide 4, again with the green initiatives 1 and 2. Currently active. The yellow diamonds, as I mentioned previously, indicate checkpoints or decision points that we know at this time. We may insert additional checkpoints later as the program progresses. This is a 3 to 4 year program, as I mentioned, and as noted in the commentary, Gartner did provide a pro forma cost estimate of the program. That's an order of magnitude estimate, if you will, based on Gartner's expertise and industry metrics. There's more detail on that pro forma cost estimate in the reference material on slide 10, if you're interested. But of course, the actual cost of the program will be dependent on the vendors and services selected and then subsequently approved by this committee and the board. As with any multi-year program, this roadmap is based on the information we know today and will be recalibrated as the program progresses. Slide 6 is a milestone update for the active initiatives. Again, initiatives 1 and 2 are active. For initiative 1, MFA, the user deployment is wrapping up this week, actually slightly ahead of schedule. And then we are currently assessing the next phases of that initiative and the content and their timing related to the beginning of cat season. Initiative two, PAM, we have selected the vendor, and we are currently engaging the vendor to finalize the details and milestones of that implementation. And again, the teal item is initiative number three that we plan to ramp up the procurement activity for that initiative early in Q2. And lastly, slide seven shows the 2020 budgeted amount for this year's initiatives in the program. They're in the red outline box. The spend authority for those budgeted items, as noted, is the 2020 action item that was approved in December 2019 by this committee. The 2021 and 2022 projected budget amounts are just that. They're projections based on Gartner's pro forma estimate, and of course, those amounts, those budget amounts will be formalized during the appropriate budget year. That concludes my update. I'd be happy to take questions.
Thank you, Sarah. Any questions for Sarah and members? Thanks for a great update there. Final item is any new business members. Is there any new business you'd like to bring before the committee before we adjourn? Okay, none being heard, I'll remind everyone that our next scheduled meeting is June 9th, 2020 at 10 a.m. And without further ado, if there's no other business or anything someone wants to comment on, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved. This is John Wortman.
Thank you, John. Meeting adjourned. Thanks, everyone. And have a great week. See you at the board meeting.
Thank you.
Thanks.